go from there.
I mean, I still have to run everything through Warren, but, you know, I know that, you know, solar is not really taking off like he, you know, somebody told him that, you know, everybody's jumping on solar, which they're not doing it because nobody's wanting to, you know, to jump on a $60,000 solar system.
Okay.
Or a $20,000 solar system.
Now, what about the EV chargers?
No offense. People that have the electric cars are destroying the world because the electric cars are heavier. The thing about it is, the people that have electric cars do not understand the concept. They are just listening to what the government is saying. The electric cars are twice as heavy as a regular car, number one. And the batteries, when the batteries catch on fire, the fighters cannot, if you're in an electric car and it catches on fire and you're screaming for help, the fire department cannot come in there and rescue you.
Oh,
you have
to
burn.
It's an electrical fire.
Yes,
right?
Because they can't do that. Now, if that electric car goes in to a pond, everything that's in that pond is dead. And the tow company has to leave that car in that pond for a month before they have to pull it out. Before they can even get in. Then when they pull it out, they have to build a concrete barrier around that car, and they have to leave it there because that battery can still explode. Then there's no place for them to get rid of the electric batteries.
Wow. I didn't know all that.
A lot of people don't know that. And then with us, I'm here in, do you know where Ocala, Florida is? I don't know where you're at.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Southern California.
Okay, well, here in Ocala, Florida, an electric car cannot go to Jacksonville before you have to get it recharged.
That's what I realized it was an electric car. I took a bag of my okay, oh, wait, I've got Evan here to respond to rate for me. We'll do our best to make it. Hang on just a moment here.
Hi, Mark?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Evan. I'm the Director of Finances and Services for your region. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's great to hear. I just came in. I saw Tari that got qualified, as well as she took some notes from me. Now, I see that you're helping out charity with this solar type of deal, but is that primarily what he's doing on this end? Just that pretty much in
that county? That's what he's trying to do. And he just started up with Angie's List. And in Marion County, there's only, I think there was two leads in Angie's List that people's interested in solar. Then Alachua County, which is where the University of Florida is, there's six leads. Then it's the villages where all the old people live. I believe there's like, I think they said two or four leads down there. In Central Florida, there's hardly any leads for solar panels. And I explained that to him.
Yeah, at least on their platform, because as I'm sure you know, they have a very huge amount of people that actually go through them with certain services, especially within solar. So you're really only getting like the top 50 people that are on their platform, and as well as the turnaround and just the general conversion rate on them is a lot lower, because I'm sure you know this, that Angie's Leads is giving out those leads to anyone within the area who calls the same services and subscribes to them.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, I know in Alachua, where the college is, where the University of Gainesville is, there ain't going to be too many people up there that's wanting, you know, solar panels. Now, if we were trying to open up a bar, yeah, we'd be golden up there. Because, you know, that's college town. you know, then the same thing if we went to the villages with all those old people. Or if we opened up a Viagra store, we'd be golden down there too. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, just give me all the information that you guys can give me with the Google, and I can, and make sure that I get, you know, your guys' contact number, send it through me to a text, and I will run this through Warren, because I already told Warren what was going to happen, and I told him that everybody has got different options on how we can get leads. We just need to figure out what is the best way to go to reach out to people.
Yeah.
And I told him, we just got to talk to people, and we have to figure out what's going on.
Right. And with that, I mean, I'm going to have you recommend our platinum package for this package that you're looking at and the demand in your area as I'm looking at it. Because with that, we put you on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari, making you the top results on every single one of those platforms for any variation that you offer. So if they type in anything along the lines of those, you pop up in. As well as we take care of Facebook advertising, we even help you set up a Facebook page and then advertisements on there. Just because we find it's a lot more personable place to market yourself. People are generally on there on their own time, like in a more relaxed state and a lot more receptive and inclined to not only view advertisements on there, but like further inquire about them, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Also, we, with this package, build out like a whole entire website for you. And then what's great with this as well is you have a live reporting and management team that comes with this. So with that, you'll be able to track your success and how many new jobs and leads we have for you, but even down to the click we're producing for you, and even the location of that click. You said like certain areas at least in the county you don't think are going to be that responsible to have that much flow in them, but you actually be able to tell which areas are getting the most income, and you'll actually be able to fine-tune and tailor and focus in your marketing in those specific areas to make sure you're getting the absolute maximum job coming in.
Okay. Because basically, all right, well, can you guys send me a contact number of who I can have Warren talk to? Because since sure. you guys are in California, you guys are 3 hours behind. So I'll have him get in contact with you guys to see, to let you guys talk to him to see if he's interested in it. Because I think this is better than what Angie's List is going to do. But I'll need to talk to him and try to explain it to him.
Right.
Because he kind of gets, because he gets confused on stuff like this, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, not everybody is savvy. It's no problem for me, and I'd love to be on that conversation and just explain to them anything to need clarification on. But with the actual pricing of this, we aren't like Angie Leeds. We don't have any type of contract. All we ask for is month-to-month payment with a two-month verbal agreement to get us started. That way we actually have enough time to put you onto those first pages, get those campaigns going, and just have a consistent flow of new jobs coming in. Now, with that being said...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, with that being said, Tara did have me to apply the promo rate for us, and I went ahead and did that while I was... speaking with you, and it actually takes over 60% of our normal cost. So for this position today, you're looking at a ultimate rate of $249 a month, and you will never go above that. You're fixed at that rate. It's not paid per lead or anything. These people are calling you directly.
They'll be calling. They'll call this number that you guys are talking to directly. So basically, he would only have to pay $249 a month, and you guys could get him set up with a Google page, a Facebook page, and we could get him going on all these other things that you talked about.
Right, Facebook, Google, Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari.
Okay. If you guys could definitely send me somebody's contact number, so I can get him to call you guys today.
Okay.
You know, he'll probably call you, you know, it's 2:00 our time, in Florida time. So he'll probably get to call you back in probably, I'd say probably in about 4 hours. Is that a good time for you guys? 4 to 5 hours?
Yeah.
You guys will still be fine.
Yeah, because I'll get out of there at about 7 your time. So if you call us before then, I can definitely give you my personal info. I can also take your email down. I'll send you a literature that you can maybe go over with him.
Man, the only thing about it is I don't know his email address.
Or yours is fine.
Okay, mine will be ready for mine?
Yes, sir.
Mine is Kiger, K-I-G-E-R, Boomer, 44 at gmail.com. Tiger Boomer 44 at gmail.com.
Now, perfect. Now, I'll text you my personal email, I mean, my personal, like, information, just so you have it on hand. But I'm going to also email you four different emails, the first of which is going to be a link to our homepage. Just a great resource to get to know us as a company. The second one is going to be a quote for the package I'm recommending today, as well as that is going to be our terms and conditions. You can review everything that encompasses. The second two are going to be samples. The second one's going to be a sample of the Facebook ads that we'll run for you to get a good look at the professional work you do on that end. And then the second is going to be a sample of the website you can pay for you to get a look at that as well.
Okay, then. Go ahead and take this number down, too. Okay? This is Warren McBeth. This is the owner of the company. This is his cell number. Okay? It's area code 352-812-4767. 352-812-4767.
Perfect. And that's Warren.
But I'm going to call him and I'll give him all of your guys' numbers so that you guys can get in contact with you. But if all else fails, I'll tell him that I gave you guys his number, and then you guys might reach out to him about 7 o'clock tonight, between 6 and 7 tonight, our time.
Perfect, because I was actually about to say that exact thing. If I don't hear from him by 6, I'll go ahead and just reach out to that person. And let me go ahead and text you number real quick, one moment.
Yes. We'll get all this stuff squared away.
Perfect.
It's hard to teach those dogs new tricks.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's just a whole job and a whole business. I mean, you'll wear enough hats as it is.
Because what you guys are offering is a lot. I mean, he can advertise a lot of different things. Now, here's a question for you. He's also got his master's in electric, just like I do. Can you guys also put, when the time comes, he doesn't want to do electric. He wants me to, basically we're teaming up together, one business, so to speak. Now, but if he wants to do electric, can you put electric on that too?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's another beauty of what we do, especially within this position. This position became open for solar and electric because it's kind of in the same field, so to speak. So we can very easily reprogram and tailor things over. If you want to shift your focus over to electric, you can have us, and the couple of things doesn't work out how you plan it, you can just keep us, and we can take over and help you grow an electrician brand. So you can seamlessly go from one to one without really any pause. We've done this plenty of times. People do it from lawn services into snow. People kind of like you, they've gone from solar to electric, or vice versa, gone from electric to solar. I've seen it done plenty of places.
Because the name of his company is McBeth Solar and Electric, but like I said, he's trying just to do solar because, he thinks that he can make a lot more money in solar because somebody told him that that was the hot spot, and I'm trying to tell him that it's not. Because Angie's just in the city of Ocala, there's like 23 panel change outs. There's like 71 jobs that just need switches and plugs changed. And then there's like 14 remodel jobs that need done. and that's just inside the city. So there's a tons of work for electrical. But, you know, he wants to hold off on that because he needs a little bit of paperwork that he still needs to get in order. So that might become a part of it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'd definitely do that. I mean, I definitely want to try out a venture and see if avenues. Definitely the best tool you can use for that. You really want to give it the best shot at succeeding in a market like that. But if all else fails, like I said, it wouldn't be a problem for us to pivot and put you into the electric van and have things taken from that as well. I mean, we have over 10,000 clients nationwide, all doing services, and we've done it for the last 20 years. So we definitely know how to program into that as well.
Okay. All right, well, that works out. I appreciate you guys giving us a call. Hopefully, you and Warren will work something out. But I'm going to definitely give him a call and tell him that he definitely needs to talk to you guys.
Perfect. I really appreciate that, Mark. And I definitely look forward to speaking with Warren. Hopefully, we can get the ball rolling on this later today.
All right, and I'm pretty sure he'll be looking forward to talking to you guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mark. You have a great rest of your day, and back to you.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.